I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is number one versus number two when the Kentucky Wildcats take on Michigan State in the Champions Classic in Madison Square Garden later tonight. Oh, and the UK women also open up the 2019-2020 campaign in Memorial Coliseum against Mount St. Mary. Here with a rare but timely Tuesday edition of the Scouting Report is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
Well, this is very reminiscent of last year when Kentucky had to take on number one Duke, and that was a bloodbath. What are we expecting tonight when number one takes on number two?
Well, we're hoping it's not what turned out last year, which is a game that nobody ever wanted to talk about again because Duke just hammered Kentucky. You know, it's one of those things where it's always going to be a tough first game if they're going to continue to play in this classic because – Kentucky usually has all these freshmen. Now, this year, the difference being you have four returning players, which are in maybe three without Nick Richards in the lineup, depends on if he's there or not. And so that could be beneficial to Kentucky. And on top of that, you're talking about a kid like Ashton Hagans, who is one of the better defenders in the country, that you've got at least this year with some experience to go against, who is very likely the top point guard in college basketball right now in Cassius Winston.
So that's the matchup of the guards. And as you mentioned, the front court could be limited if Nick Richards can't go. What does Michigan State bring to the table down low?
Michigan State is Michigan State, and they are going to try to pound the ball inside. They are going to try to get it down low. And can Kentucky's E.J. Montgomery, can maybe Keon Brooks or Nate Sestina stop these guys? That's the question we just don't know yet. I mean, much like last year's game, we could have never predicted that Duke was going to roll that big over Kentucky. And so we just need to learn more about this team to know how they're going to handle certain situations, and we'll find out tonight.
Yeah, Kentucky has had a couple of exhibition games, but not much can really be gleaned from those performances.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the one thing that you could say from that first game was that they got out-rebounded by a much smaller team. So in that aspect, that doesn't sound great when you're going against a Michigan State. But I think they also, you will see teams make bigger jumps from game one to game two. And I think Kentucky did that from even though an exhibition standpoint, they got better from game one to game two.
All right, worst case scenario. Kentucky gets beat and drilled again by Michigan State. Where would they go from there? Just trying to rebuild some confidence?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach doesn't worry about November, December. He's worried about just getting the team better by the time you get to SEC play because you want to set yourself up for a good seed in the SEC tournament, and then you just want to be better by March when tournament time comes and it's time to really make the run, and literally everybody is 0-0 and you're starting over again. So you want a good seed in that tournament as well. But, you know, he's never really ever been concerned. He hates to lose, and so he doesn't want to see a loss. He'd rather win this game and learn from a win. But at the same time, he's not as concerned. It's November, and he knows the team is going to get better.
On the flip, of course, best case scenario, they blow out Michigan State and then the confidence is sky high and then maybe some bad habits develop.
Well, you know, I don't know about I guess it could be some bad habits. But again, you know, you learn from every game. You gain some experience in every game. And you would much rather do that in a win than a loss. Now, a loss can get your attention. And I think that's what happened last year when they lost to Duke, because that's a team that could have just easily fallen apart, and they obviously didn't. They made a pretty good run by the end of the year. So, again, you can learn from the win. You just maybe might get a little more attention from the loss.
All right, on the women's side, what kind of team does Matthew Mitchell bring into Memorial Coliseum for their opener against Mount St. Mary?
You know, I'm really excited about this team this year. I know they're going to be missing out on some, you know, experienced guards from the last several years, with Mason Morris and Taylor Murray being gone. But this is a team that looks like it could be a lot of fun to watch. Ryan Howard is one of the top players in the nation. They bring a lot of players back that got a lot of experience last year at the guard position and even down low. And then you start adding in these players that transferred in, and that's where I think they could be a whole lot of fun to watch, like Sabrina Haynes, Chastity Patterson. I think that's where they're going to be a whole lot of fun, and they could, you know, fill those missing pieces they were maybe missing last year. And they were a pretty decent team last year, finished, you know, fourth in the SEC.
And the SEC is basically murderer's row when it comes to a league.
For sure, yeah. I mean, when you finish fourth and you feel good about finishing fourth, that's a good league.
All right. So so they get their contest, they get their season underway tonight at Memorial Coliseum. Of course, the Wildcats, the men, taking on Michigan State in the Champions Classic in Madison Square Garden. And obviously, we'll all be watching those contests, maybe at least with one eye, as well as the you know, the election returns tonight as well. Might be some divided attention. Maybe not between you know, in the Big Blue Nation, but you know, there'll be some competing information going on out there.
Oh, they'll definitely be watching both both games and the election results as well. And you know, it's just hard to believe that the basketball season is here and beginning. It just feels like it ended last season a couple of weeks ago.
That is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest again has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Thanks for your time, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.